It's Tuesday morning, just after 7:35. We check in with the MCCSE. Keith, and our special guest on the phone this morning is...
We have Eric Gilpin, who is the principal of Bachelor Middle School. Good morning, Eric.
Eric, how are you?
Doing great.
Excellent. Good to hear. Here we are almost, what, 6 weeks? Grades went out last week? What, the school year's over? When's the next semester start? What's going on over there?
Yeah, it's moving along quite quickly. We finished up the six-week term on Friday, so we'll be passing out those report cards on this Friday. So the kids can enjoy a great weekend with those report cards going home.
You bring joy and happiness to lots of young people.
Yes.
Eric, you got a new club called the Paw Squad. Explain what that's all about.
So we have a group of students, last year, seventh graders, who got together and talked with our assistant principal and my science teacher, Ms. Cheslock, and they organized a group that was kind of a, you might call it even a spirit group. And so they decided they wanted to bring more energy, excitement, spirit to Bachelor. So they got together over the summertime, created this name, the Paw Squad, and they welcomed all the seventh graders, had signs up for them all over the place and some directional signs where they could go. And
they were all accurate, I take it, right?
Yeah, we made sure we checked them out. They weren't sending them to the fifth floor. So.
Now the freshman elevator passes here.
The grapes are in the basement.
Yep, exactly.
And so how do you get in this club? What did they do?
Well, you know, it's just anybody can be a part of it. You know, it's an organization that meets a lot of times during this enrichment time that we have. They'll get together, but they'll also meet after school, on weekends, whatever they need to do to kind of get things ready for the next event.
Now, explain, because I was a little dense on this, explain where the word paw comes from and why it's a paw squad.
Well, we're the Bachelor Bulldogs.
And yeah, well, so see, I'm dense.
So the students decided they wanted to something related to the Bulldogs, so they called themselves the Paw, P-A-W, Paw Squad.
And you have paw prints all over the school.
That's
now,
exactly
right.
That's right. There are trails leading you to the right places.
Hey, last year students from Bachelor went to England, and now the English students are coming over to Bachelor?
Yeah, this summer we sent over about 15 of our students, and they spent a week over there, did some classes with some of their students, and of course they got to tour London and all those famous places, and then we get a group of them. There's going to be 20 students plus some teachers who will come. It's their fall break, if you will. They got a whole week there at the end of October, and so they're going to come and spend it with us. They'll spend a few days in classes, and then we'll give them a little tour of Bloomington and IU and take them up to Indianapolis and see the State House and the Indy 500, and then they'll spend, each of them spends a week with a host family here with kids from Bachelor.
I was going to say, you know, you go to England, you've got all of these historic places to see. What do you show them in Bloomington? But you've covered it pretty well with Indianapolis.
Absolutely.
And the track and things like that. So that's going to really be a nice trip for them. What do you do, anything special food in the cafeteria or anything?
No, not really.
They wouldn't come over here if they had to eat their own food over
fish
here.
And gee whiz. Chips.
They get plenty of that over here.
You know, one of the interesting things is last time they came, which was 2 years ago, they don't do Halloween, at least not to the level that we do. So they were thrilled to do trick-or-treating last year. had all kinds of what they call squeaks. So they really look forward to that. Of course, their breakfasts don't include it's not quite as interesting as some of our breakfasts with cinnamon rolls and pancakes and things like that. So they really enjoyed it. A lot of them said, I'd like to come over here for breakfast and then go back home for supper. So.
Yeah, I've been to England. I know what the food's like.
Well, the fry-up's not bad, but the rest of it's a little questionable. You ever had an English muffin, Keith? I'm using one as a coaster this morning.
That's right. Well, I like their expressions like free-ranging this, free-ranging that. I've came to learn that means if that chicken wants to eat, it's on its own because we're not feeding you. You go find your own food. Eric, back to the topic we're talking about. You got some STEM classes that are new to Bachelor this year. Explain that one.
Yeah, we were pretty excited. Last year, Project Lead the Way was brought to Bachelor, and we kind of were examining that. And you know, a lot of the schools are going to there's a real push for the STEM type class, which is science, technology, engineering, mathematics, kind of combining all those into one type of class. And so we spoke with our science teacher and our project lead the way teacher and looked at some of those things that combine. So what will happen is students take science and project lead the way together. It's back-to-back classes. And the first semester, they do science the whole year as a class, and then the first semester is a project lead the way. And the second semester, they take what they've learned in project lead the way and you work with science, and they will do an end of the year a culmination project that they will present. Wow. to the teacher. And so it's a pretty exciting thing. We think that we have a lot of kids interested in it, and I think it'll just grow.
Before we let you go, how are fall sports doing at Bachelor?
You know, we're rolling right along. We're right in the middle of all the sports of football, cross country, and volleyball. They've all had some victories and unfortunately some defeats, but in all of it, they're having a good time and growing as athletes and hopefully as individuals.
Well, the coach and the general manager are getting along, though, aren't
That's
they?
That's exactly right. We need to know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
We need
you want
to
go ahead
that,
and
yeah.
diffuse that situation here on the airwaves?
Yeah, we took care of that pretty quickly. I think they're going along well.
Eric, great job as always. We always like to hear about all the great things going on at Bachelor, and we'll get caught up with you later in the semester.
We appreciate it. Thanks for having me.